Hey, BioGastag Show, this is Bob.
And I'm Miles Tuttle.
Today, in sports history.
Dun, 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 dun.
Miles gets off his fat ass to take a whiz.
Dun, 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 dun. But he pees like a girl. Look at him go. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. He sits down to pee.
Look at him.
I'm exhausted walking off the couch.
Ouch. I need some Casey's Donuts. I need a meat enormous donut. Need a donut with meat on it.
Casey's deep fried meat.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
I think that's their commercial on the Super Bowl is the meat donuts. Meat enormous donut.
That sounds so disgusting. Meat donut. It's a bacon donut.
Why would you do it with fried egg wrapped in batter wrapped in meat? Fried like a donut. This way 7-Eleven will have some shit like that, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. You laugh, but yeah, a year from now. Hey, kids, guess what's up?
Meat donut.
With optional dunking.
Then you'll have the meat donut fucker club that, you know, puts meat donuts.
All right, Blue. Come on now.
Sorry.
Come on now.
I've got extra meat on my meat.
Static radio now. Come on.
You know what the hole's for.
Ah, man.
There wasn't a hole before. That's where they took the bone out. Took the bone out there. Get it?
Where beef jerky meets Dunkin' Donuts.
Where beef jerky beef. Yeah, I don't know. That might be something. That might be a winner.
That's our thing. That's how we get rich.
You call up Casey since you got the in there, you know.
Yeah. I will.
You call them. They go, Miles! Our sales are going down. Order pizza, for Christ's sake. One with a lot of meat.
Yeah, I enjoy the
pizza. Hold on there, Casey's employee. I have an idea for you. Take that extra meat off that meat pizza pie. Throw it in the vat with the donuts. Mm-hmm. And make meat donuts.
Meat donut. The meat's hidden inside.
That's right. Pepperoni glazed donut.
Oh, God.
Nothing like a little meat fat for breakfast. With sugar on top.
Yummy. Oh, bye.
That honey glazed ham never tasted so good in the donut shape.
Oh, bye. I'm enjoying the meat and the donut. Oh, bye.
That's not cream. That's lard.
Oh, beam me up, Captain.
Lard-filled donut.
Oh, yes.
Great. Delicious. Hey, speaking of meat.
Yeah?
No, it doesn't really segue, but I just sent you to my comment on the Lizard Man. It's over 100,000 hits, 100,000 views.
That's right.
The Lizard Man, look at that.
That's right.
Get out of town.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think that many people watch Ellen DeGeneres in the afternoon.
That's right. 100,000 people can't be wrong. Come on. Come on.
I thought you'd like to hear that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Lizard Man likes meat. He likes meat in a donut.
Why, he might. Mm-hmm. He might.
Those sprinkles aren't candy.
He eats it, he vomits it into a mug, and then he drinks it again.
That's chipped beef.
Ah, that's good eating.
Gosh, nice. Yeah. So what's going on besides the meat donut thing, you know?
So
I'm still waiting for you to call Casey's and get him as a sponsor.
No, I don't want to. We don't need sponsors.
We need a sponsor with the meat donut.
Hey, I'm stealing your whole rap tonight.
It'd be a meat nut. What?
A meat nut. I'm stealing your whole rap tonight.
Oh, man. Christ. What are you stealing my whole rap? What do you mean by that?
about once a year, you're always like, I've been studying a lot of ass. Not because I'm a perv, but I just like to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, once a year, you always have this, you know, I've been looking at butts, and I'm really intrigued.
Sure. I look at butts. And I do. But I look at a lot of things, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I look at hair. I look at glasses. I look
right.
At elbows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was intrigued with an ass last week.
Well, we can tell it's probably not your own.
It's not my own, no.
Because your thick-ass neck, which is not much of a neck, it's more of a shoulder fat.
My stealth ass.
Could not see your own ass.
No.
Between the belly and the chins, there's no way. You might think it was an ass.
Yes.
But more than likely, it was just, you know, your shoulder
you.
Pulled
yes.
up a little bit.
Yes, thank
you. A little
you.
Wrinkle in your back fat, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's not crack, that's just back fat.
From my meat donuts.
Those are your meat donuts.
Yes. So, I go into the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the store sell, let me ask? Cases?
A lot of little things. It's called Grasshopper. Hey, Mama, have you seen my grasshopper?
Everything's a dollar? Cause that's
everything's a dollar. I said, everything's a dollar. And,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I was out of place, let's just say. I was out of place.
You were out of place in this store.
I was in a place, and I wanted to see some things. And the lady that was working, very...
Victoria's Secret.
Very pleasant-looking lady.
You were at Victoria's Secret.
Very... attractive lady.
Somehow I can imagine you walking around with your hands in your pockets. For some
looking
reason.
For my meat donut. But
more like a meat donut hole. But anyway.
So blonde lady. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yash. Yash. In her 30s.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Right.
And I say I want to look at some women's lingerie. Could you go over there and get some out?
No, you did not.
No, I wanted to see some stuff, okay.
Yeah. Is that what you told her? I want to see some stuff.
It was some sports
lady.
Stuff.
Lady.
What?
Was it memorabilia or was it actually usable kind of stuff?
It was apparel. It was sports apparel.
What?
Right?
Was a bowling shirt? What the fuck are you doing?
It was a bowling shirt, all right.
Athletic apparel? Yeah, I need that giant jock strap over there with a giant cup, lady.
All right, I'll go get it.
Give me the bike anaconda, please.
Yeah. So she turns.
I don't think that's for you. I used to work at the chiropractor's office, and we just had to give you one pack of cigarettes to protect your genitals.
That's true, actually. That is true.
I don't think that's you need the true. Anaconda. I think you need the gardener.
Earthworm.
The garter snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even a... inchworm. You ever heard of Richard Scarry? He's got a character called Lowly Worm. Here you go. Oh, wait, you just need the peanut shell and the rubber band.
Oh, man. Oh, that was my joke. Come back to haunt me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think the elastic will stretch that far around your waist.
Oh, man.
I think you should just get garters. And use... You should get garters and use the lid off of a McFlurry. You know what a McFlurry is, don't you? I'm sure you do. You need like a big bungee strap and a McFlurry lid.
All right, so you're in the store buying an athletic supporter from this nice-looking blonde lady.
And looking at her like, you know, like a face-to-face contact, you know.
Yeah.
She looks very proportionate.
Okay.
But she turns, and I see her in profile.
Right.
And her butt cheeks have, like, grown out of her back.
What?
It's not, she doesn't have wide hips, but, like, her butt is, like, exploding out, like, the back, you know?
Well, the butt's, like, sticking straight out?
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, was there enough butt cheek there to, like, put a glass?
Yes, two glasses, yes. I was waiting for Norman Cliff to show up and put a couple...
hey there, Normie.
It was weird.
Here we are, cheers.
I wanted to... her to disrobe just so I could see what this looked like. I was intrigued. Oh, I was intrigued. I wasn't perverted. I was intrigued.
Yeah. Oh, sure. That's what I try to pull off. And you're like, no, you're a pervert. You're a pervert.
Oh, well, you are a perv.
That's yeah. True.
Oh, I was just trying to figure out how this thing was put together because I'm like.
What does she be, the Legos she... or what?
How does she, like, sit down to poo and stuff? Because it's, like, weird, man.
It's like sitting on a cushion.
Oh, you ain't kidding there, man. It'd be like...
So was she... How old was this woman, would you say?
30-ish. 30-ish, I'd say. 30-ish.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she was wearing some type of girdle or something that pulled her ass all back, you know?
It was weird.
Maybe she had saddlebags and she just pulled them around back.
It looked like she was trying to smuggle something. Like books or something. Or I don't...
I don't even work here.
I don't... Man, it's like I couldn't understand how it even worked.
I got two binders full of baseball cards stuck in my pants.
You were a sports memorabilia place, weren't you? Because you're prone for that shit.
Give me the Hank Aaron
that's right.
Behind there. And,
can I look at the Honus Wagner, please? Just let me look at it.
Would you put on this purple thong for me, too, while you're at it? Because I got to see how this thing works. Because it's...
Could I touch your ass?
It doesn't even look functional.
All right, let's say, what's the most expensive thing in the place, lady? Let me tell you. Okay, if I buy that, can I touch your ass?
No, I don't want to touch it. I just want to see it.
Oh, you were seeing
That's even how do you more... Sit...
You're how... so perverted.
No, it looks... I mean, I don't know how she would drive a car, because it'd almost be sitting on, like, three phone books or something.
Oh, my She'd God.
Hit her... She'd hit her head on the ceiling. I don't...
That's an odd one. Well, maybe she drives with her head tilted or something.
She must have a convertible or something, because it's just...
Maybe she's clenching them together because she had to go.
I don't understand it. It's weird. It's weird.
That's a strange one there.
They weren't like rounded buttocks. They were like square buttocks or something. It was weird, like Lego. She had like a Lego ass or something.
SpongeBob's sister.
Man, I just didn't get it, man.
Let's see. What's that one on the bottom shelf there? I can't read it from up here. Could you tell me what... I can't bend my knees right now.
Yeah.
But I can't stand up straight either, so I don't know what's going on.
Is that a meat donut? You're just happy to see me.
You're a regular Herb Tarlick there with, you know, Jennifer, the receptionist.
Hey,
there.
Jennifer, how you doing?
Yeah, there you are. So you've fantasized about these ass cheeks for a while, evidently.
Ho, ho, ho. It's just a fantasy. No, it wasn't anything weird. It was just...
Well, obviously it was weird.
Well, okay, it was weird, I guess, but not, like, prison weird or anything. It was just...
prison?
I mean, you know, not oh like, you know, you weird, you know.
Yeah, like me judging people.
I just thought I'd steal your whole rap tonight, so...
That's fine, whatever. Go to town. But...
I wanted to take a picture of it, really. But...
Well, you had a camera phone there.
I know. I should have said, okay, this is going to sound a little weird, but...
You got the squarest ass cheeks I've ever seen.
There's something weird. You have, like, a bionic ass.
Like I work on this website, like... And I was wondering if I could possibly post a picture of your ass cheeks on it, please.
Because aren't women getting, like, ass cheek lifts or something? Like,
that could be. I was wondering about I was thinking about like, that, yeah.
Stuff implanted, like, if you don't have much of a butt, you know, you can kind of have stuff. But it looks like they've, like, implanted, like, boxes or something.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have any more silicone, but how about this lump of clay?
The boxes, the silicone came.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to be mean. This isn't a mean thing. I'm just... I'm curious as to...
Were you turned on by these square-ass cheeks? Is it...
No. Oh. I wasn't turned on. It was just like, I didn't understand the functionality of them, because it was like, wow. Huh.
Well, maybe it shreds paper as well.
I mean, how do your pants even fit right? Because...
Maybe she was like, you know, had like some kind of apparatus on.
I guess.
Maybe, you know, she had
like
some kind of
legs or something.
Maybe she had a back injury and she was wearing a back brace that stuck out there.
From the waist down, I'm RoboCop.
Yeah.
I don't.
There you go.
It's weird. Like a shoebox or something.
Shoebox. Nice. So did you get her name or what?
Yeah, I got her name. She's going to do the show next week. No, I didn't get her name. Jesus.
It's like dick in a box. It's ass in a box. Is that what you're trying to
I was so thrilled with it. I just put it in my pants and didn't even take it out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could I just see what the cheeks look like? I want to know what the... Just for the podcast, I mean, I just want to know.
I see. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. So what'd you buy?
Oh, I bought the whole damn store.
Yeah. You bought the whole... No, what'd you buy? Did you buy something?
I'm like the world's worst stalker, man.
Yeah, really. I'll take that.
No, I didn't buy anything.
Oh, yeah. You guys are always looking. You're always the lookers.
Yeah.
A bunch of lookers is you guys.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the buyer, the looker.
I'm an impulse buyer. Yeah, I'm an impulse. Mm. Yeah.
What?
No, I don't know.
Ass box. Box ass.
Yeah.
Like box ass Willie, the hobo.
Box ass.
Nice. Good job there, Mom.
Sigh on that box ass of mine.